Welcome everyone. You're listening to The Heart of a Volunteer. My name is Kesh Pillai, your host for this podcast. This show is about celebrating and knowing our amazing volunteers in the Bathurst region. Today, I'm joined by a very compassionate, insightful gentleman who has been volunteering for the last 8 years. He has immense experience working with NGOs as a volunteer in Nepal and now in Bathurst. Welcome, Amit Kurela. Thanks, Amit. Thanks for coming on the show and sharing your story.
Thank you for inviting me.
No, it's a pleasure. So how long have you been in Bathurst?
Yeah, it's like a couple of months ago, I have been in Bathurst.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. All right, welcome to the podcast, Amit.
Thank you so much.
To begin with, tell me something about Amit. Who's Amit and where have you come from and how long you've been in Bathurst?
Thank you so much, Kes. Amit is to say about Amit. Amit is a social activist and also a social researcher.
Okay.
Yeah, who enjoys always working with the community.
Yeah.
Amit also enjoys understanding and exploring different forms of reality that exist in society.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm from Nepal. I came to Australia like 2017. I was in Sydney, but like as I told you earlier, like this is this couple of months ago. I mean here in Bathurst.
Yeah.
As I told you, like I deal with like understanding and exploring different forms of reality in the community. Mm. So you can say me that Amit is also a social storyteller.
Okay, great. Storyteller, excellent. Yeah. So you say you're a social activist.
Yep.
So what makes you think, what things you do to believe that you are a social activist?
Yeah, like before starting as a social activist, you know, like I was always, my mind was thinking in an objective way. It's not like only an objective way. But what happened, like I have to talk, like in 2012, back in my country, I'm from Nepal, and I start doing a volunteering job. And when I get in touch with different peoples in the community, then that explore me thinking in an objective way, not in a subjective way, and exploring multiple reality. Now, that's how it brought me into a social activist.
Okay.
Thinking multiple reality inside the society, getting an epistemic knowledge in a multiple way, logical reasoning inside what is going on, looking the society in a different perspectives, in multiple perspectives. That makes me bringing in a field of social activist as a volunteer, as a community worker.
Yeah, that sounds really fascinating. 2012, you said you started some volunteering work in Nepal.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What got you in there? What wanted you to do volunteering work in Nepal brought you there?
Yeah, 2012, I was a teacher in Nepal. Right. My first career was a teacher.
Yeah.
And always, you know, like I was involving in teaching learning activity at that point of time. Right. And I was always thinking that now we have to give something different. Then I told to the school management committee, let's come with some academic thing. Mm. Like we can bring some academic journals. Like how much we can, we will do. Let's come up with some peer reviews, academic papers with the teachers and with other wider perspectives, other peoples in the community who are more highly educated, who can give some good insight on educational activity. Then I said, and they said, can we do this? They were saying like that. And me, yes, definitely. Why can't we? At least we can try it.
Yeah.
Then I, okay, give me this opportunity. I will try it. This will be a free of cost. Yeah. And let's look how it goes. Then 2012, that was my first, like 2012, we brought up sandwich journals in the school. And that was the first voluntary job I started. And when the academic peer review, double blind academic journal, it came in the school, then definitely everybody, oh yeah, that's good. At least we did it this. Then From that, I started the voluntary jobs over there.
Okay.
So, and from that, then I went to different papers, writing on different international papers. And then I got an opportunity working with local NGOs over there.
Yeah.
Then as a volunteer, then I also got an opportunity to work in a government organization in Nepal. Then when I got an opportunity to travel all over the country,
yeah.
Then got to understand so many peoples, and my voluntary job got spread all over there.
Okay, great. Nice to hear that. Really fascinating. You said something about you being a teacher.
Yep.
And I've been a teacher in Australia since 2002. I came here to study and I stayed back. I teach mathematics and technology at Kelso High. What did you teach? What subject area did you teach?
Yeah, I used to teach health and physical education
and
social studies in Nepal.
Okay, good. So in a school.
But yeah. Later on, I went to the, in a school, I used to teach health and physical education and social study. But as I completed my master degree and master of philosophy in education, specializing in development study, I got an opportunity to work in a college too. Some college I used to work as a part-time.
Yeah.
But because I left school, because I got an opportunity in government sector, especially in technical education and vocational training, TVET sector in Nepal. Yeah. Then I used to, as a part-time teacher, I always enjoy teaching a student. Yeah. That's why I used to teach as a part-time teacher, especially research methods in Nepal.
Yeah.
And full-time I was as a technical trainer in Nepal, as a government.
You qualified, you're a social activist, you have an enthusiasm for volunteer work.
Yeah.
You're a fascinating man.
Thank you so much, Case.
Now, I want to know something. You said there are different forms of reality.
Yeah.
That got my attention. Can you explain me the different forms of reality according to your perception?
Okay, thank you so much. When I was involved in society, when I was doing my voluntary activities or voluntary work or social work, yeah. Before that, if I have to talk, then I was always looking for a fact, single things, only single reality. For me, I understanding the society, I told different form of reality. It means that the reality that exists in society, that's one is single reality. Is for example, this is 5 meter long, then this is 5 meter long.
Yeah.
That's the single reality that how mathematics deals or that how science and technology deals.
Yes.
But if we have to talk about the community, our social things, that may be different.
Yeah.
Because every individual have every perception and they have their own reality that one individual differs from another reason. But both the things are true. Both the individuals are correct. That's why this is a social reality that we call is a multiple reality where there comes the logical reasoning within the society.
Yeah,
that's another form of reality, how we perceive the world, how the people, how the community of the world, of the people, of community, people, they perceive the world, how they explore the world, how they think the world view is. That's another type that we call a multiple reality. And there is another form of reality also exists that we mix when we blend with single and multiple reality. That comes a mixed method reality again. Three forms of reality.
Okay.
One is single reality, that's proven, that's fact. You know, that's this is 5 meter, then this is 5 meter. That's fact proven.
Yeah.
That's one form of reality, single, which is more objective.
Yeah.
Another form of reality is subjective reality, which we bring so many logic inside it and mix up with multiple things over there and we understand.
Yeah.
That's the multiple reality. And the third one is the mixed method reality, which we blend both the things.
Yeah.
You know, where we understand the people inside the community.
Yeah.
And we also substantiate with the proven facts that science has told us. That way, these three types of reality exist in the society.
I'm a second-year student finishing psychotherapy, and I look at holistic approach for therapy. And my understanding has been each one creates their own world. It has a subjective reality. It has a physical reality within them.
Yeah.
The body reacts there. It's an amazing that somebody is resonating the same idea.
Yeah. That's why I'm more fascinated with multiple reality. That's why me, myself, somebody, my colleagues, my mate, they used to say, you are more diverted toward a qualitative research method approach, they used to say like that. But I have understanding on all the three types of realities. Yeah.
All right. Give me some insight into the volunteering work that you're doing at the Neighborhood Center now. Associated with them since March, I think.
Yeah.
So could you please give us some insight about your work at the Neighborhood Center?
Yeah, recently I have completed policy paper to the Neighborhood Center Bathurst. Because ongoing crisis and COVID-19, as we know that whole Australia, whole the world is, so much stress of with this COVID-19 case. Yeah. So I think our community, Bathurst, our community, we also have to step forward for this ongoing crisis, and we have to get rid of this. So the Neighborhood Center, I did volunteer for, especially for the policy work for COVID-19, updating work, health and safety policy. With reference to COVID-19, this was my first work that I have done for the Bathurst Center, the Neighborhood Center Bathurst. And recently I'm doing a project, the project called Neighborhood Nooks for the Neighborhood Center Bathurst. Yeah. And especially here I'm doing for the proposal writing for the Neighborhood Nooks. And this study, this project is all about developing the deprived community of the Bathurst, deprived people, those individuals who are deprived, who are not in the mainstream in the community of the Bathurst, to upgrade them, to provide them with a life skill approach, to give them a relevant vocational education and training so that they can empower themselves, so that the community can have an impact, like after 4 years or 5 years, we can see them like they are doing very good on their business or their skills, and so they can uplift their own careers through own economical outcome also, so that we have a long-term impact for this in upcoming future. So recently I'm involved in developing a program or developing a project. I'm in the phase of proposal writing right now for Neighborhood Nooks, especially for uplifting deprived peoples of the Bathurst community, to give them a very essential skill, life skill, vocational skills, so that they can empower themselves.
So this, can you tell us more about this Neighborhood Nooks project in terms of what is it going to look like in the Neighborhood Center? Like, I understand you're writing the policy. In the process of writing things down.
Yeah.
But what would it look like, and how would it impact other volunteers and the community?
Yeah, definitely. We are going to find out the vulnerable people or deprived people, deprived individual of the Bathurst community. The number one is that now to build their economic and social capital. Now, one of the most important things is that to build the economic and social capital and to foster those vulnerable community. This project, especially, they are going to provide some relevant skills for them. That skill may be barista trainings, tailoring trainings, providing them tailoring training, or building them own enterprises, helping them to building their enterprises in retail or in hospitality or in their own communities. The Neighborhood Nooks would help them to improve their own skills, number one. And number two is that who will be given? The vulnerable people or deprived individuals of the Bathurst community within next 3 months, we can say within the next 3 months or 4 months, like that. Still, it is on the phase of writing right now. And this definitely will help to improve the social capital of the Bathurst. That's what Neighborhood Center is doing.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you hear, please keep visiting our website at www.binc.org.au/Heart of a Volunteer Podcast for all our episodes. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
My next question is, what are the rewards and challenges?
Yeah, definitely, you know, the benefit of voluntary is the sense of personal satisfaction, number one.
Yeah.
It's because you are, that's the personal satisfaction. And giving, and it's giving time to help others, number one. The clear message that I learned is the thing is that. And volunteering, it's always improve your career prospects, one thing. It's helped my career prospects. Mm-hmm. And also give back to the community, you know. It gave volunteering always gives back to the community. Talking about rewards and challenges, you know, when you do volunteers, you always have fun. You always make a positive differences. Mm-hmm. It's important to make a positive differences. That's why. And you get to know with different culture. You will be more multicultural in this case. You get to know many individuals, many peoples in the community who have their own realities, who have their own knowledge, who have their own understanding, and you will become more multicultural and more diverse. And you know, diverse is always beautiful.
Yeah.
You always meet new peoples, and you feel you are needed. You feel that you are needed. When you do volunteers and you get rewards, you know, it's type of getting a sense of what type of achievement, one thing. Yeah. And definitely there are some challenges in the volunteers too. But whenever you don't get a response, sometime what happened, you do work hard very much with some organization or something. And if you expect something, at least you can, oh, you have done a very good job.
Mm.
Good and amazing. Then that would be, sometime if you won't get that, then that's maybe one of the challenges. And working with different organizations, like back from 2012, it's like 2020, it's been 8 years I'm doing volunteers. Mm-hmm. Then I have seen many organizations, you know, like when organizations are poorly run or when organizations are more bureaucratic and where organizations are more unhelpful and when organizations demeaning, you can say, you know, then at that time, voluntary will be also a very big challenge because I have seen in back in Nepal, you know, I have worked with a lot of organizations over there. That's we can't find here in Australia because Australia, they are very helpful. Yeah. But even in Nepal also, they are very helpful. I'm not saying that Nepal is not helpful, but some, not the majority, but some organization, you know, who are poorly run, who are more bureaucratic, who are more helpful, then that would create a challenges in volunteering.
Okay, excellent, excellent. You got a family here.
My wife is a nurse here. My wife is a nurse and she works in Opal Aged Care as a registered nurse.
Yeah.
And she is the one who insists me to do the volunteer job.
Yeah,
she is one of the key role player because she knew from me from last more years. Yeah. Then she knew how I work in Nepal and how I work over their organization. Then she gave me, okay, well, she always knew when I will become a nurse and I will be a professional, then definitely you have to go back to your volunteer job. And she always insists me to do, okay, you because I have an expertise of doing so many project development activities over there.
Yeah.
That's why she always preferred me. She always liked me to doing this sort of work. Okay. And that's why my key motivational moment, you can say motivational role player is my wife also. She is the one who always insists me.
Tell me something that Amit believes is true. Nobody agrees with him.
That's more philosophical questions, you know.
That's what I want.
That's more philosophical question. For me, like truth, you know, that exists in a multiple form. Again, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Truth is more subjective.
Yeah.
And exists in a multiple form.
Yeah.
That's why you construct knowledge in a subjective way. That's my truth. It's not objective.
Yeah.
Knowledge is not objective. It's subjective for me. That's why I believe the truth exists in a multiple form. Yeah. It has a multiple reality.
Yeah.
So I believe this, the truth is.
So it's hard to convince people that knowledge is subjective, isn't it?
Yes. People believe, most of the people, they believe that the knowledge is objective. You know, they have only one single reality.
Yeah.
But for me, my thinking, my understanding is the knowledge that you construct has a multiple meaning.
Yeah.
Okay. And has a multiple reality.
Yeah.
And that they are subjective.
Yeah.
So when you go for a multiple reality,
yeah,
you go a deeper understanding,
yeah,
and you become more critical.
Yes.
That's what the truth is, I think.
Good,
so.
Good, good. Because in psychotherapy, in my psychotherapy framework, we tend to see that, you know, all our anxiety, fear, and all these issues that we have is basically because of the construction of your knowledge about the world, which is very, yeah, subjective, which we believe is true. And the subjective knowledge becomes the reality for you, and yeah, which is not questioned because we've not opened ourselves to the multiple realities that could exist. And that's the cause then for suffering. And
yeah.
Amit, tell me something here. Tell me about an event which touched your heart. Okay.
Tell me. Thank you so much. I want to share you my one of the work. It was like 2013, hearing that we that's a part of Eastern Nepal. That it was 2013. Then we developed a project in Eastern Nepal. That was project for especially for women's empowerment in the rural community of Nepal.
Yeah.
And in 2013, like almost like 150 women, we gave a training like beautician, tailoring, mushroom farming. These three was the training that we provided for the women of rural Nepal in Eastern Nepal. Then I was the one who developed that project,
yeah,
that were developed the proposal, and I went for monitoring and evaluation. These are all the things over there.
Yeah.
And after that, you know, like after 2000, in 2016, I got to visit that community back again. Three years back later.
Yeah.
That training was like 1 month, something like that.
Yeah.
And after 3 years back, I got an opportunity to visit that community. And when I went to that community, you know, I was, you know, like excited, and I was surprised also by looking the community about the training's impact. Like the ruler, the deprived women, you know, now they were supporting to their families.
Yeah.
The number one thing, they were supporting to the families. Second thing, their children, it was very difficult for them for their livelihood. They were sending their children to the private schools.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah, private schools.
Yeah.
They were supporting their family. They were, and now, and itself, they are also in the mainstream of the community, giving their ideas and giving their everything to the communities. Now, oh my God, I was thinking, wow, this project has done a lot of things. After 3 years, we get to know the impact is this.
Yeah.
Student going to school, children going to school, they are supporting their families with their money, economy, and similarly they are in the. So I thought that, okay, yeah, this sort of project that should be continued. That changed my perception, you know. Like if for the deprived community or deprived people, if you give a vocational training or vocational skill, definitely that has an economic outcome. And then you have the social outcome. Then definitely that helps even academic outcome, education, because the student, they are going to the school right now.
Yeah.
Now, education now, the impact is very big. You know, like it's not about 1 month training, is now the impact for the lifetime. That's why it's my perception watching. Okay, these sort of projects we have to find from the every corner of the community and bring that sort of deprived community, deprived people, and train them, give them a skill so that they can not only survive, but they can bring a positive outcome in the society. They can come into the mainstream of society, and they not only empower themselves, but they can empower whole the society also. That's what the Naivarus MOOCs is also about. What the Batra Center, the Naivarus Center Batras is also doing here.
Great. So you actually saw the beginning of a project, you actually,
yeah,
saw the implementation of the project, and
yeah,
then you actually saw the evaluation in terms of 3 years down the line, and actually saw the social, social economical impact it had on the people who participated in this program.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what you're trying to replicate here,
yeah,
in Bathurst.
Yeah, yeah.
That's powerful. How many people were involved in this project in terms of participants in Nepal in this project?
Yeah, like at the central level, I was there.
Yeah.
At the central level, who were the designing of the project, like giving them trainings, like funding, because we need a lot of funds for that, making a grant, you know, making a grant. I was one of the key role players for that.
Yeah.
We train about 150 women, deprived women in the community, 150 deprived women in the community.
Yeah.
All the organograms we were involved, like 175 to 80 people.
Oh, great, great. See, Bathurst would really appreciate that kind of work.
Yeah.
Please consider me to be a part of it if the project gets up. I'm a math teacher, I'm a psychotherapist, I can be of some help.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay. What is the most important thing that you learned in your life? What was life before you learned it, and what was life after you learned it?
Yeah, this is also a philosophical question, you know. Like, as I told you earlier, like reality exists in multiple, reality exists, my perception reality exists in multiple and subjective form in our society. Before, I was more objective. Yeah. And believe on single reality. Before, I was more objective and believe on single reality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, understand, now after this project, like I got to meet with different peoples, you know, different communities. I got a different story in the community. So for me now, I learned the truth or the reality, you know, important things I learned is there are multiple realities that exist in the society. Now, so I become more critical also after learning that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now after learning that, I got more critical and more logical. Mm-hmm. And I understand, I got to know, because after I know that, what I call that, going to the deeper meaning and more wider meaning.
So when you say you're critical about it, means you're questioning every aspect. You're questioning every aspect of things, what we see is right and wrong. What knowledge we're creating about ourselves. That's very powerful. That's really powerful. Now, what would Amit say? I would like to tell volunteers, people who want to join the volunteering service anywhere, not in just in Bathurst, anywhere. What would be your advice be to them?
Volunteers is an opportunity from my understanding. If I have to say, my understanding is volunteers is an opportunity that not only enhance yourself, but it enhance the community itself. So you get to know community more because there are a lot of story in the community. There are 7 billion people in the world and there are more than 7 billion story in the world.
Yes.
So you get to know these all.
Yeah.
That's why when you get involved in the community, yes, you get to know what the cosmology is.
Yeah.
Before that, you just carry only one single objective aspect. But when you come to the voluntary, that's make you more subjective. That's why it is a satisfaction. It is a satisfying job too.
Yeah.
It's a rewarding job too, because you get to meet with a lot of people. A lot of people will know you. It's a fun also.
Yeah.
That's why you have to join to the community. That you have to join to the volunteer. Definitely.
Thank you. That's a powerful thing you say. Before, you're moving away from an objective reality. It's a powerful statement you said. There are 7 billion stories you explore in this world. And volunteering gives you the opportunity to hear more stories.
Yeah.
And we are our stories we tell ourselves.
Yeah, that's why I say myself, I'm a storyteller. Amit Koheda will tell a story who have a ground reality in our society.
Great.
That can be an ethnographic story. That can be going in the community, you know, understanding the community by lived experience.
Yeah.
And exploring that story. That's the story that I like to tell.
Great.
So, I'm thinking of that sort of story, not the fairy tale story.
No. I understand. That's what I said. What's the story about us? We are the stories we tell, and our lives get filled by other stories too. And that shapes us as a person.
Yeah.
That shapes and changes every time. constant change. Yeah. Thank you. You are a fascinating person. Now you actually are very knowledgeable. Thank you. I'm very humbled by your presence. And thank you for your time. Keep in mind that I do volunteering work in the neighborhood center, and if I can be any part of you in your neighborhood nooks, please let me know.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity also. If I got that opportunity, definitely.
Thank you. It was a pleasure, absolute pleasure meeting you. And I'm highly humbled by your presence. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Well, that's all for today's episode of Heart of a Volunteer. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Amit, for sharing your story. Dear listeners, you can find more information about our volunteers on our website, www.binc.org.au/heartofavolunteerpodcast. Be safe and enjoy the journey we call life. I will leave you with something to think about. Apologizing doesn't always mean you are wrong and the other person is right. It means you value your relationship more than your ego. Thank you.